Did somebody spike the punch in Tallahassee? For a minute there, on February 15th, it seemed like the Democratic Davids had miraculously pummeled the Republican Goliaths in the state Senate. At issue was the greatest and most ridiculous expansion of prison privatization in the entire history of the United States, with 27 prisons going to big money corporations in a move that would displace 3,500 correctional officers. At first, it seemed inevitable. Senate President Mike Haridopoulos gleefully eschewed standard practices and tried to rush the thing in secret. But the cracks started showing everywhere, even on Haridopoulos' perfect face. And when it came to the Senate floor on Wednesday, the bill died the bipartisan death of a 21-19 knockout. What? Lest any Democrats start getting big ideas about a sea change in the state legislature, consider this. Immediately following the vote, Senate leaders were already warning of $16.5 million in cuts they would issue to replace their projected privatization profits. You know, from the regular sources, education and health care. This just 1 week after the House produced a budget proposal that would cut hospital spending by 7%, raise college tuition by 8%, and send $55 million usually reserved for improvements at public schools to the less regulated realm of charter schools. Welcome to the fool's paradise. On the bright side, if Florida gets any dumber or any sicker, I guess we'll all end up relying on those prisons someday. For now, at least, we won't have to worry about them falling apart.